Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Combox Live, where the game lives on. It never dies. I'm Behram Kazi, who you can find at DefMango on Twitter. And with me is my good mate, Rob Barron, who you can find at MosoJudge on Twitter. And we are here to review Rajasthan's 7-wicket victory with 5 balls to spare over Lucknow in Jaipur, which has brought them one step closer to a playoff spot. You think they're going to get it, Rob?
Yeah, probably now. Probably that having the points in the bag with one game left is very good. And Punjab have lost, 6 on the spin. And somehow the team that were setting the place alight are now out of the playoff places, Punjab. That is so difficult to do from where they were, but they have lost 6 on the spin. Rajasthan pulled a win out of the bag when they really needed to. And it's looking that way. So Chennai need the full miracle to happen. For them to qualify. It can happen. Pakistan have done it. You should know in various Champions Trophy and stuff. They've qualified when mathematically they couldn't possibly qualify. They managed to get the world to turn a different way when they need to get through. But Chennai need the miracle. Punjab need a lot of luck. And Rajasthan, if they beat Mumbai, they've done it. And if they don't beat Mumbai, they've got to hope that Punjab get beat by LSG, the team that could have been the spoiler team, but they're just so rubbish that they didn't spoil anything for Punjab today, did they?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be one of those two teams, right? Punjab or Rajasthan. And it's interesting that both are going to face teams which have already been knocked out. So motivation levels wouldn't be as high for Mumbai or LSG. But ultimately, we are poised for a really exciting finish to the group stages. This is a very important win for Rajasthan. Things were going their way, I suppose, after winning the toss. Jaiswal opted to field first in Jaipur. And no Rehan Parag today. Wonder if that is a decision they've made moving forward, or this is probably, or maybe just a one-off, I don't know.
No, he's had a bad hamstring, Parag.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be that.
Yeah, so that should be that for Rehan Parag for a bit then, because hamstring injuries do take a few weeks to recover from. And today was all about the boy wonder, or boy monster, the mid-teen bowler murdering machine, Vaibhav Suryavanshi. I mean, what a knock that was. Started off really slowly, by the way. I think at one point he was like 5 off 8. And then he just never looked back. Something like that.
He was 11 off 12.
11 off 12. Wow. So his first two overs went for just 11 runs. And from 11 off 12, he then scored a 23 ball half century. And he doubled up in, or didn't double up, but ended up with 93 off 38. So many sixes up and over extra cover. That uppercut, which was probably one of the sixes of the tournament because it was a very quick bumper directed at his head. And then all of those pull shots for 6. It really was a spectacle to witness, and once he got going, I mean, LSG didn't have any answers.
Yeah, so the good thing about this game was his knock, right? It was brilliant, and Marsh did the opposite of what Suryavanshi did. So Suryavanshi saw 10 balls and then just went mental, went through the gears, absolutely blasting it everywhere, and if they hadn't got him out, he'd still be hitting sixes now. Whereas Marsh started like a train, got a decent enough 50 in 23 balls, I think, and then just stopped scoring and batted the whole of the rest of the innings until the last over when everyone was seeing how many times they could get run out in the last over. That's what LSG were doing. And
it
they left 20 out there.
Inverse knock, right? If you think about it.
Yeah.
We'll talk about how LSG really went for the go slow after starting off brilliantly. But Mitch Marsh in particular, well, he survived a run out early on. He was 15 off 6 where Dhruv Jurel missed a run out. And then he made, you know, Rajasthan Bay, 25 ball 50, and he was 53 of 25, ended up with 96 of 57. So that means that after getting to 50, his next 32 balls, they yielded just 43 runs, and that's just not on, is it?
No, it's not good enough. And Rajasthan gave them the chances, right? English was dropped on naught, and he got 60 off 29. This is a game that they had to win. There was a bad miss run out as well early. They clowned around a bit, but Jofra bought his good stuff at the end and pulled it back. They couldn't score off the last couple of overs, really. And they sucked the life out of what could have been 240, and it could have been beyond 240 at one point. It looked like it was going to be, but they started scoring slower at the kind of 12-13 over mark. They lost a wicket 13th over. Pooran got out. And he came in and looked pretty rubbish for 16 off 11 with 2 sixes. So he's chewing balls again. And then it looked like LSG had got at least enough to make a decent game of it. But the first over from Akhil was just nonsense. And it started with wide and it got worse. You know, it was, there were five wides in, I mean, God knows how many wides were there, seven wides and three fours or something, and it just set the tone.
I actually have a note for that over by our man Akash, who loves his little notes and chits and, you know, hashtag Akash really sprayed it around today. But yeah, the first over yielded 23 runs in the second innings. They were, it was basically wide, three fours by Jaiswal, wide, five wides, right? It got worse and worse as the over just went along. And yeah, 23 run over over there. And it's funny how, you know, I didn't think that Rajasthan were optimal in the field either, because we mentioned the Mitch Marsh runout opportunity by, that was missed by Jarrell when he was on 15 off 6. You mentioned the half chance, I would say, not an easy catch, but Inglis could have gone for zero, but he ended up scoring, what, a 23 ball half century in 60 of 29, which was probably the best knock of that innings. And then there was a missed field at long off. I can't remember who it was, but it was a very bad missed field. Nine wides and a no ball in that first innings, right? Yeah, Pereira missed field, and then Nine wides and a no ball, and lots of catches just fell short. They were a bit unlucky in that way, I would say, Rajasthan. But you'd think that Lucknow could not outdo them, and then Akash bowls that first over.
Yeah, I've said this before. This is basically what none of these teams understand, or what none of them have worked out, is this is basically a fielding competition, the IPL. A lot of the teams are matched up quite well in terms of, if you rank all the players, they're about the same, a lot of these teams. Mm-hmm. And it, or every day, saying the same thing, it comes down to who feels better or who really feels badly. And that's the difference. And if you look today, it looked like it was going brilliantly well for LSG, because somehow, after eight overs, there are 105, and every single over has gone for double figures until over 13. Every single one has gone for at least 10. That's nuts, right? And they have mega set Mitch Marsh at this point and mega set Inglis. Wheels fall off. When that 13th over, we've spoken to you all about the 13th over this season, the balls changes, the wheels can come off. 7 for 1 off that over. Then they scored 4 off the over after that, and then they scored 5 off the over after that. And the bowlers here were Brijesh Sharma and Yashraj Punja, which are not guys that you would expect to go for 9 off 12 when you should be hoofing everything. So yeah, they shot themselves in the face. And then you fast forward to the next innings, and they did have some quiet overs. Second over went for 2, third over went for 5. But the first over went for 23, right? Yeah. Their highest over, LSG, was 17, I think. Mm-hmm. They had loads of overs more than 17. First over was 23, and that was the third highest over. There was a 26 in there off Akash again. Mm-hmm. And then Mayank Yadav, who bowled really well for his first couple, got taken apart by the kid. And yeah, and they scored, what, 29 off that one. And that was the game right there.
Mm-hmm. It was.
And then all it was after that was a competition between the LSG fielders just to show who could do the stupidest thing. And Prince Yadav missed a run out that was such a low difficulty level, it's almost impossible to be any lower. And that was the second worst missed run out that his team did in that innings, because Mohsin Khan missed one that no human that is living, no human that has breath in its body could possibly miss the run out. He was stood 30 centimetres from the stumps with the ball in his hand, and the batsman had his back to him halfway down the pitch. The net result of that must be a run out a million times out of a million. And the fact that he threw the ball was ridiculous, but the fact that he missed was even more ridiculous. And they just couldn't be bothered to try and win this game. And yeah, we don't know why Shami didn't play, right? Because Shami doesn't go for 23 in his first over, does he?
Nope.
And when they asked Pant, was it Bish at the toss, kept asking him, you know, where's Shami? And he just kept answering with other words that didn't answer the question. I would be really annoyed if I was Punjab if they didn't tell me where Shami was, because the guy that bowled instead got this chase off. I told you at the time, it went from 58% defence to 58% chase after that first over. That's a big difference. If Shami bowled it, it wouldn't have done, right?
Absolutely.
It's a question that needs answering.
Cricket boards actually make watching their games almost impossible now. I spend almost as much time trying to find where I can view it as I do actually following the action. That is why I use NordVPN. They let me find all the cricket I want to watch while protecting me from the nasty side of the internet. Nord will free your cricket matches. Grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/goodareas to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan plus 4 additional months on top. It's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Watch every match with NordVPN.
It does, but it was such a weird innings, the first innings by Lucknow, right? Because you've mentioned how Akash's first over in the second innings goes for 23 runs. But if you look at the breakdown, Lucknow in their power play, they scored 83 for no loss. And despite the 23 run over at the start, Rajasthan was 71 for no loss in their power play. So still 12 runs worse. If you look at the 10 over scores, they were still ahead, Lucknow. 127 for 1 and 10, whereas Rajasthan were 121 for 1 and 10. At the 11 over mark, both teams were 137 for 1. And what happens thereon is completely different. Right, the 12th over of the second innings goes for, I think, 29 runs. I think that's the over in which Vaibhav goes berserk. And yeah, so after 12 overs, Rajasthan's score was 166 for 1. And Lucknow, after 15 overs, were 165 for 2. They end up getting 220 for 5, which is the bare minimum that they should have gotten. Like 220 was like, had they fucked up big time, they should have gotten 220. Whereas Rajasthan at one point just decided that we're going to chase this down in the last over and win this with five balls to spare. Otherwise, they could have done it sooner. But the fielding was so comical in the second innings, right? Like, it starts with that Mukul Chaudhary dropped catch when Jaiswal's on 39, but that one went for 4. Jaiswal went soon after. He scored 43 of 23. Really enterprising knock, but that was the first. Then there was the web of catch that Mayank made a mess of or a mockery of. Weber was on 25. He wasn't standing close to the fence and it went for 6. Then the Mohsen run out happens, but that doesn't cost them, right? Even though that might just be the worst run out missed opportunity in the entire tournament. Weber was on 92. Then he goes out for 93 of 38. So that wasn't that bad. It continued. It just didn't end. The Prince Yadav run out then. Jurel was on 46 and he again failed to hit the stumps. Jurel scored one of the slowest 50s, which was a match winning one. 37 ball 50 and unbeaten 53 of 38. But overall, I'm not saying that had they taken these chances, they would have won. But they were gifting this game to Rajasthan. They tried their best that Rajasthan does end up winning. And that probably will annoy Punjab.
Yeah,
and of course, we've forgotten the Nicholas Puran catch, actually. It didn't matter because it was right at the end of the game. But it was the Ferreira opportunity. I think it was 9. And yeah, Puran just shelled it. Regulation.
It's dollies. And there's people watching sixes sail over their head from Suyavanshi, who is hitting sixes constantly. He's at 53 of the bloody things in this IPL so far.
Yeah.
They're 10 yards in from the rope, Bayram. So I don't even want, like, good fielding. I wouldn't understand what to do with it if I saw good fielding. I just want average fielding. Just normal fielding would be fine. But every innings, it's dreadful. And every innings, I'm like, well, they can't do anything. It got worse today. Like, those missed runouts are impossible to miss. It's much, much harder to miss than hit from where they were standing.
Yeah.
And also, they both missed.
Vaibhav is definitely a prodigy. And there's no two ways about that. I mean, you mentioned how he has 53 sixes. Well, the record in the IPL is 59 sixes. And Vaibhav has scored 53 sixes off 245 deliveries. And he's got 50 fours as well in that. So a six every 4.5 balls, is it? That's what he's averaging, Vaibhav. And fours would be similar, I'm guessing, as well. And I mean, he's probably going to break all Gale records. But dude, you know that he's pulling the ball, right, when it's short. And you're continuing to pepper him with short stuff. And then you know that he's cashing in on width, whether it's, you know, whatever length it is. If it's fuller length, he's going to go and drive you aerially or poke it aerially. And then he's got the uppercut of his short. Why are you continuing to deliver the ball in those same areas where you know Vaibhav will tear you apart? I mean, it's just poor execution as well.
It is that. But the kid is hitting a boundary every 2.37 balls. So we're in uncharted territory here. Mm. We're in waters that people don't sail in cricket, right? We're seeing something we've never seen before. Like, he's double sixes per ball of Chris Gayle, which is, imagine that. Imagine thinking that was possible when Gayle was doing his thing. Because he was double everybody else back then, right? It's the thing about him, I said it during the live, he doesn't let you off the hook. If you bowl a bad ball, it's six. It's not four, it's not two, it's not a single, it's six, and it's six every time. If you miss your length, so I can understand why bowlers are struggling to bowl at him and they get their plans wrong, because I thought Prince bowled a perfect bouncer, fast, angled straight to the throat and straight. He had no room, right? Mm. He had no room at all, but somehow he had time to snake his body out of the way, push his hands up through the ball, and it went exactly off the middle for six.
Yeah.
That may be the best shot we've seen in this competition. It's one of the best shots I've seen in my whole life, because usually when you see a shot like that, they've missed, they've either gone too high with the ball or they've gone too wide and allowed them to move the arms. But none of that happened. The ball was going out his throat and he snaked his body and went down and under and pushed up. ludicrous talent, right? So I get why bowlers can't bowl to him, but I don't get why fielders can't get the ball that is hit to them. That's the bit that I don't get. And why the hell aren't you standing on the rope if he's batting? He hits enough sixes for you to be reminded that he might be hitting a six soon. But if you're a fielder and you don't know that this child might hit the next ball for six because he's hitting one every 4.6 of them for six, then you're an idiot. So stop doing it, fielders. Stand on the rope, give yourselves a chance to get him out, because it didn't really matter that they didn't get Mitch Marsh out earlier on, because he wasn't scoring quick enough to punish them, right? He ended up with a strike rate of 168. If you bat the whole innings in this IPL, 168 doesn't get it done. It doesn't win you the game. It basically made it a 50-50 shot, right? And then they didn't get Suryavanshi out. He hit one straight up that landed where the umpire was standing. Yep. Could have easily got out, and he was on about 10 off 10 at the time. Could have easily got out, but he didn't. They didn't stand on the rope. They didn't take their chances. He will not let you off the hook. He scored at 245 strike rate today, which isn't anywhere near his quickest. He chewed 10 balls. And he's still got 93 off 38, this ridiculous talent that we're watching. So I'm really pleased that we got to watch him do his thing. I'm pleased that we saw the Mayank-Yadav battle. Jofra bought some good stuff, but LSG were crap and the fielding was dreadful from everybody.
I'm just happy that my first Rajasthan watch-along, I got to see Vaibhav Suryavanshi light up the stage. And I mean, he's just got this spare second where he sets himself up. You know, you can actually watch it on the slow-mo where his body is, you know, still. And then literally last second, he maneuvers it in a way that he sets himself up perfectly for a shot. And that's what happens on that bumper, right? But you're right. Yeah. Like, you cannot give so many chances in the field. And that's ultimately what cost LSG dearly. I'm not saying Rajasthan were perfect. There were misfields over there as well. But very first over, you've bowled like seven wides, Akash. And there was a misfield by Mayank in the deep as well, if you remember, off the cut, right? And that went for four. So yeah, had Vaibhav been dismissed for 25 off that pull when Mayank wasn't on the rope, things could have been different. But, well, LSG probably will take the wooden spoon in this competition. I don't think there's been a team worse than them on display. And apparently, Pant has dropped the F-bomb as well later in the post-match interview, according to the comments over here. So, yeah, I mean, it was a fun innings to watch Vaibhav's, but the game kind of was killed off. Like, when they were 161 for one, I want to say, in 12 overs, that was game over. After that, they just required, like, close to run a ball. So anyway, let's see now how things shape up towards the business end of this IPL group stage. And who's to say which team takes that number four spot? If you had to pick one, would it be Rajasthan?
Yeah, Raj are best placed. They're not a certainty, because Punjab could still do it, but it's literally they got to win and Raj have got to lose, right? So Raj don't have to win. Punjab definitely have to win. And for a team that's just lost six on the spin, that's, you know, that's not as easy just to say it out loud, is it? They've got to go and win a cricket match. And they've been really bad at winning cricket matches recently. And any one of the bowlers seems to be getting hoofed. And you can't just assume that the batting is going to fire every single time, as they've now found out six in a row. So Raj are really well placed. They should beat Mumbai, but like I said before, there's not that much between most of these teams on paper.
True.
So whoever fields well will go through. The net run rate doesn't matter between Raj and Punjab, right? Because Punjab got a point for the KKR rain off. But it's been a fascinating season. The fielding will definitely be the death of me, and it may well be within this tournament. But most of them have got one game left and there's still plenty to play for.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys also let us know in the comment section below, which team do you think will be the fourth playoff team, I suppose. And once again, congratulations to Rajasthan fans, and Punjab fans will definitely be on the edge of their seats. That's it for this review show. So make sure to like, share and subscribe and follow Combox everywhere. And we'll be back tomorrow once again with another watch along and post show. Till then, you guys have fun, enjoy yourselves and have a good night. Take care and goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Rakshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv. If you make a lot of content like me, oh, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, Go to minvo.pro to cut it.